I'm really embarrassed to say that I don't know, I guess I really glanced over the iPhone 11 and the 10 more than I've ever ignored any other iPhone release in my life, probably because I was homeless in Portland. I had forgotten that there was a 11 Pro, and that's where the Pro name came from. In contrast, here's, just consider this combination of words for me for a second. PlayStation Pro. I think the consoles being named Pro, even though, yes, there are professional gamers, I think adding that Pro is really dumb. I don't have a regular 12, nor did I have a regular 11, or 11 Pro for that matter. I see the difference. Of course, I've listened to a billion reviews. That's what I've been doing. There are people that make content on their phone now, professionally, I suppose. I mean, considering, you know, the very topical news that of the MacBook with the M1 ARM chip, the iPhone chip. I've seen it. This has wowed me since literally the first day that iMovie for iPhone released, the iPhone 4. And I was like, why the fuck is this thing able to render videos so fast? Like, so much faster than my $1,000 PC. My mom runs her private practice off her phone. That's why I've been insisting, for more than a year, that she trade in her 7 Plus, I think. And she insisted we get new ones together, so not that I needed anything professional, that's true. Or that's for sure. The Pro branding. I went back and I had forgotten that, Apple literally started naming its chips. The Bionic is the only one I know, but there have been others that had names. They literally only started doing that because the numbers weren't getting enough attention, and they're like, this is unacceptable. What if we just call it the fucking... Yeah. Not getting enough attention, eh? Whew, dear. But yeah, the Pro. I mean, and then Max. Like, I remember it landing pretty badly, but, you know, in retrospect, what do you call it? The Big? That's what I would call it, but, you know, I have the inability to take myself seriously, so the biggest, huge edition. I got a hilarious quote from iPhone 5 era, with Josh Dubolsky being like, you know, they made this phone big, and they didn't say why, and they didn't say, like, they didn't, and Paul Miller says something about, there have been studies done that show that, like, 3.5 inches is the max, I think he was being facetious, but the max efficiency size for human hands. Then after that, it's just impossible. Names. I'll never understand. I mean, Apple does have good names. I'm trying to think of my favorite. I just can't right now. I'm too tired. Better than fucking Xbox, bro.